It's 8:43. It's Tuesday morning with the Musers. What are they saying in Philadelphia about the last couple of games for the Super Bowl champion Eagles? They have lost, including a one to the Giants last week. They don't look good right now. So why don't we eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio, see what they're saying this morning on the Touchdown Brothers show. Tyler, you want to bring them in?
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
We'll see you. That's Bob Sturm.
That's Bob Sturm from the Muses, the podcast, the Cowboys edition.
Football friend. What is this podcast?
What
is that?
They need to get a better name. Good God.
And I swear to God,
that's horrible.
Anthony.
Why are we even having a Cowboy podcast guy
we
on?
We made the proclamation of like a month ago, no more Dallas reporters.
Well, it's Anthony, and you know, let's go easy on him. It's my sister's kid. Because it's my sister's kid.
You don't like your sister.
He's a little special, and we're trying to, I know I don't like her, but she's my only sister. She lost her husband. I'm trying to help parent this this idiot inside on the other side
of the glass,
Anthony.
You're just mad because I was making out with it at the watching party.
Dude, leave my sister alone. Stop messing with her, okay?
I thought you were messing
with
me.
She's 700 pounds, which, by the way, congrats to her. She's down 200 pounds, so she's at 700. That's good. I mean, I'm proud of her.
You should
be. But please.
You should be. You shouldn't talk about your sister like
that. All right. I'm Jimmy Amendola. That's Tony Ragu, the guy that messes with my sister. Thanks to last hour's guest, Ed Werder, who came on to talk about his sexual rivalry with Tim Kalashaw.
Now, why are we talking with him about that?
Why he's written a trilogy about it?
I don't know.
Why he's trying to turn it into a movie franchise?
But that's
I
your
have
nephew's
no idea
of a good show.
But here we are.
Let's get more
Anthony
guys from
booked
Dallas.
Him. We had to talk to him. Hey, Tony, by the way.
What?
Good to have you back, buddy.
Oh, come on.
You feeling better?
That's the first nice thing you've said to me all morning. Thanks.
Good to be back. Was this a quintuple or was this the usual quadruple?
None of your business.
Well, you're not going to tell me which kind of bypass you had this year?
Protected by what you call it, hippo laws.
There's no hippo laws. What are you talking about?
That's what it is. You don't have to talk about your
medical
history.
Why would you have laws for hippos about
That's just what they call it, and you don't have to talk about your doctor's visits, and that was,
But what did they do then if it wasn't a quintuple?
I got a pig valve, okay? That's all you need to know.
You got a pig valve put in?
Yeah. Well, no. They just put in a valve, but I've had so much sausage over the last year, it turned into a pig valve.
Oh, it converted into
pig. Yeah, it converted
pig.
It blocked it up a little bit. I got it straightened out. I'm fine.
Okay, that's a little weird. Wait a minute.
You're going to tell me you didn't have a heart attack last Thursday night? 34-17.
I tell you, this team, oh, my God.
They suck.
Oh, my God.
They absolutely
the
suck.
The Eagles, this is the worst Eagles team I've ever seen.
It is. I mean,
it's horrible.
You lose 34-17 to the Giants.
To the Giants.
You said that kind of weird.
What?
I don't know. Giants. What do you mean?
I didn't say it like that. I said Giants.
That's what I'm talking about. That's kind of weird.
You're making fun of the way I talk?
Why don't you go
stick your tongue down my sister's throat again? I'll listen to you talk.
Maybe I will. She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care about nothing.
What do you care about? I don't care about anything after the Eagles.
I tell you, the only thing I care about is getting this Kevin Petullo out of the city.
What a disaster.
This guy needs to be out of here so fast.
You ready to hear my three-part plan to fix the Eagles?
You got a three-part plan?
Yeah, I do. Number one, let's get Kevin Petullo out of here calling plays, and let's give a headset to Dom DeSandro.
Ah, yeah.
Let's let him call the plays.
Absolutely.
Dom knows what's going
on.
How about this? How about run the ball? How about run the
ball? They got to run the ball. Why don't they understand that? You got to run the ball.
Saquon had like, what, 5,000 yards last year? You don't even give him the ball
anymore. Don't even give him the ball for whatever reason.
The other thing I got written down is tackle.
That's a great
They don't tackle anymore.
That's a great, great third
tackle
part
somebody.
Of a three-part plan.
They act like you got a defense that won a Super Bowl.
God, why aren't we in charge of the Eagles?
I don't know. It's pretty simple right there. Three things.
We've had every single one of the answers
tackle,
for the past 25
run.
Years, and they've never put
Nothing.
Us in charge.
That's it.
Unbelievable. You know what we got to do?
What?
Got to go to the phones.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see what Philly has to say about all this.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start off, and let's go to Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing? I ain't the professionals like you two's guys. I don't have the threes pots plans, but I do have a one pullot plan.
All right.
What about this great ideas?
All right.
Why don't the Eagles slides the captains himselfs, Lanes Johnstons, to the quarterback's positions a few times a games to give Jalen Hurts a breaks?
Okay. So, yeah, like put him in like a power runner. No.
You let Lanes Johnstons throws the balls deeps.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I mean,
anywho's, I've been working on my jokes for you two.
Okay, here we go. I always love this guy. Always has the jokes. This guy.
I wrote two special jokes because yesterday's was Jerry Jones' 83rd birthday.
I saw it. Yeah. Can you believe that fraud made
it?
Looks like
he's 150.
It's ridiculous. A frog faced idiot.
So I've got two great Jerry Jones jokes for you guys.
Okay.
I can't even get them out because I'm already laughing.
They're going to be funny.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Jerry Jones turned 83s this week. He's so old, he can't even remember things. Hello?
Okay. All right.
Hey, everybody's. Jerry Jones turned 83s this week. He's so old, he forgot about the last times his teams won anything at footballs. Hellos?
We're here, but we're just not
the comedy part.
It was shorting out my phone.
No, we got it all. It's just, you did all right, Sal. That's all right.
What else you got?
Keep it up.
Guys.
Yeah. What else you got?
Do the cowgirls suck or what?
Oh my God! I love it. Coming up next, Justin Montemayor comes on to discuss his new OnlyFans. The username is Stump and Pump, and he's making over $56 a month because it's Ron Jaworski themed. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
There they are.
Those guys
screaming in Philly.